Well, $200 million. That's how much California's strawberry farmers may have lost to the heavy rains, the high winds, and the mudslides during that chain of atmospheric rivers earlier this month. Farmers and state officials are still assessing the damage, but for the people who pick those strawberries and other crops, it's already been devastating. Teresa Katsourilis of the Food and Environment Reporting Network takes us to a farmworker community on California's Central Coast, where extreme weather has made it hard for farmworkers to afford even food for themselves.
On a cold afternoon in mid-January, Eloy Ortiz is pacing the street behind a white house in Watsonville, California. The house is under an evacuation warning after weeks of torrential rains. A few blocks away, there's a muddy river that's still rising. But that hasn't stopped people from crowding around the back gate.
So we're in a back alley, and we have about 300 farmworker family members here. They keep asking me stuff. And si, va a ser por número. Por favor!
Ortiz works with the Center for Farmworker Families, a local nonprofit that's been distributing food to farmworkers for over a decade. This is a big crowd, even by their standards. It's blocking traffic. The people in line are mostly women with grocery carts and their children. Many of the women pick strawberries for a living.
What we're hearing is that the people who usually work are not working now because everything is flooded out. So I'm just going to guess that it's going to be pretty bad.
Ortiz and the other volunteers have given each woman a number in an attempt to keep the line organized.
Uno a diez, uno a diez.
The women drag their grocery carts into the house's back garden, where a volunteer piles large Ziploc bags of beans and Maseca flour onto white folding tables. At the back of the line, a couple of women are worried the food will run out by the time their numbers are called.
Yo traigo 215 y ella trae...
Yo tengo el 299.
I got number 215, says a woman in a damp pink sweater who got caught in the rain. I have number 299, says the woman next to her, sitting in her own folding chair. Both women ask to remain anonymous. They've worked in the strawberry fields for decades, and they don't want their employers to hear them talking about their jobs. The floods are going to make this a tough year, they say. A disaster like this needs to get cleaned up, which could delay the whole planting season. And last year was hard, too, because of California's historic drought. Making enough money to buy food was always difficult, they say. Now, the need in their communities is even greater. Farmworker food insecurity is a national problem, and has been for years. The federal government doesn't have good data on this, but the Union of Concerned Scientists estimates that between 1.1 and 1.9 million farmworkers and their family members don't know where their next meal is coming from. Now, wildfires, heat waves, droughts, and floods fueled by climate change are taking a toll on California's farmland. And some farm laborers are watching their work hours get cut. Many farmworkers are paid piece rate based on how many strawberries or grapes they pick. So when their work hours plummet, their income plummets too.
That creates all sorts of challenges for farm worker communities. When climate hits, these communities of farm workers are hit harder.
Josue Medina-Zuara is an associate professor of environmental engineering at the University of California, Merced. In a recent study, he and his team found that California's drought eliminated more than 12,000 farm jobs last year. And because many California farm workers are undocumented, they're excluded from unemployment benefits and other social programs, which makes it even harder to put food on the table. Medina-Zuara suggests that California extend some social safety net programs to farm workers, regardless of their immigration status.
It is people that belong to the lowest income groups in the state that are vulnerable. Safety nets for these communities could be beneficial.
Back at the Center for Farmworker Families Food Distribution, Eloy Ortiz agrees that the state should expand certain social benefits to undocumented workers. And he thinks that large agricultural corporations that operate in California need to pay workers more, too.
People are living in poverty in one of the most economically prosperous areas of the country.
Agriculture is a $50 billion industry in California. But a federal survey found that nearly a quarter of the state's farm workers live below the federal poverty line. That makes them more vulnerable to disasters like drought and the recent rains, and the economic instability that follows. For Here and Now, I'm Teresa Cotsarillis in Watsonville, California.